Oh, I am Emil Anderson, secretary of Everton Colliery's Football Club. I think over the years, my programme collection, including rugby league editions, has totaled between 4,000 and 5,000. Although I don't have that many now. When I first started collecting, about 9 or 10, I used to go to a game, read the programme after the game, and then I'd put in McClout's Commando shoebox. And then as I got more and more, it graduated to larger cardboard boxes until it took over my bedroom. I collected any programme I could get my hand on. People used to give me programmes and say, Emil will read these, and I did. I really had a thirst for sporting knowledge. It wasn't The Secret Seven or Biggles of 266 for me. I learned to read with my football programmes and a sports section of a paper. In fact, I only realised you could read a newspaper from my front when I was about 21. Eventually, I had to calm down. I just had too many programmes and nowhere to put them. I got rid of a run-of-the-mill programmes, basically, games I'd not been to. It was done with an heavy heart, but the upset soon passed. Really, it was a 90-10 decision to get rid of them. 90% was my mum's and 10% was mine. But from then on, I was still a voracious collector of matchday magazines, but more specialised games, really. It were games I'd been to in Everton Colliery's Football Club editions. I've been doing the Colts programme now for about 17, 18 years, and I think this year it's our best effort. I've enlisted a new lad, Joe, 17, 18-year-old kid. He's young and enthusiastic, and he has all my anorak traits. We're a good double act, really. Doing the programme also means that I get one. They're not sold out. The programmes are stored in my mum and dad's loft. It's a bugger, really, if you want to read them, going up the stairs, but I think they're in my best place. Last season's programmes are in a box in my bedroom, they're in order. And all my programmes from this season were on the floor on my side of the bed. That was until my missus went to Benham. I swiftly relocated them to an undisclosed haven. My most cherished programme is a 1978-1979 Colls edition. I knew they'd first issued regularly that year, but it took me till last year to find one. I were really made up. It was the greatest moment of my programme collecting career so far.